Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
I wish you could have seen Kirsten's ear. What is that? What's that instrument again?
It's like an arambetta.
Arambetta, there we go. Hey, Morena, how are you?
I'm good. So get your toast and peanut butter ready.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got some down.
Kirsten, how long did you sit on that for?
Just a few minutes. I was like, okay.
I've got this one ready to go.
Breakfast jam. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a breakfast jam. Hey, that's a good radio show
there
name,
we go. Jam bands.
Jam bands. And I've got some great definitions of it. There is cosmic hedonism with guitar noodling.
Nice. Guitar noodling has got to be one of my favorite phrases.
Yeah, that's been appears a lot in the jam band.
When noodling. I was talking about the songs yesterday, Rachel was sitting in the lounge. She goes, "Guitar noodling!
Noodling on guitars."
It's not cool. They're happily weird.
Happily weird. That's a good thing.
Deranged obsession.
Nice.
Jerry Garcia, one of the icons of it, said, yes. It's like black licorice. You either like it, and then you really like it,
yep.
Or you don't.
And you know what? Fair enough.
Johnny was talking, Johnny from Drive, was talking about Jerry Garcia a lot yesterday. He's quite into it.
Yeah, see, then he would be into jam bands. It's a particular taste, let's say. Oh, and this was a good one. It's not about when the band plays music. It's about getting to the place where music plays the band.
Wow.
Can we play the first song?
Yeah.
Let's hit it on the first one. First to kick off the jam bands, we have Fish with Punch You in the Eye.
Blimey. Bit of noodling.
Oh, the noodles. It's lots of noodles. It's like the ramen. We should call it ramen bands.
I love the added crowd sounds just to get right in the headspace, you know?
Because it's such a live genre.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it not live recorded?
Yeah, this would be live recorded. And this is one of the really neat things about the genre is because it's so live and improvisation based, you know, they compare it to sports teams that you will go see the same band many, many times, just like you would go see your sports team because you get something different every time.
And that's really cool. I really like that. I think any kind of band, if you can guarantee you're going to get a lot out of a live performance, that's a fantastic time. And so that's one point, I reckon, for jam bands.
Well, here's another one. They encouraged live taping.
Like bootlegging.
Yes, and so people will share it.
That's very cool.
And they want it to, and you can get a hold of, you know, different concerts where all of a sudden they showed up and they all just played a Pink Floyd album instead.
Very cool.
That's kind of what I think of when I think of the genre jam bands, just purely because of the type, like the name.
Yes, it
I'm
is
like,
about
these
jamming.
Are just people who jam.
Yes, and apparently, girls especially, it's one of those places where you see that special kind of twirl dancing that only white people can do.
What's the special kind of twirl dancing?
Oh, it's when white ladies really get into something. Come on, you've all been to a concert.
I can kind of imagine it in my head. Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah, I was reading one reviewer talking about it that they found themselves doing it. They just
went into it
and did the twirl dancing. But so they encouraged the taping. And so because some people will follow their bands and just go and see, you know, tens and tens of shows. And so you can make money by, you know, selling your USBs of, you know, other tapings you did.
Oh, cool.
They sell
okay.
merch. So it's sort of like apparently a mini marketplace outside of the venues because, you know, people share and exchange stuff. And so they...
That's pretty cool.
It's
very
DIY.
I do feel like this is something that the BFM listenership will be pretty into.
Text in
53955. Tell us what you think because I'm on the fence. I won't lie to you guys. I'm going to be honest here.
I think my approach to jam bands is I really respect what they do.
Yeah, 100%, of course, across all the genres.
Most of the time. Maybe not electro swing.
Here's another good definition.
I can't believe we're back here.
20 minutes of sonic and spiritual ecstasy with guitar and drum solos. So, you know, sonic and spiritual ecstasy, you know, that's a pretty good thing to get from your genre. You know, we haven't had a lot of genres that offer you that.
So this is, for the uninitiated, this is Fish with a PH.
Yes, and so their fans are called Fishheads.
Nice.
And so they they're 90s, so they sort of took the second wave Because the OG jam band started in the 60s, and we'll get to them. And then they started to fade off, and an important band member, Jerry Garcia, passed in the 95. And so Phish sort of filled this gap, even though they felt the music was completely different.
Yeah.
Someone texted in saying they saw Phish at Berklee Amphitheater with JJ Cale as support band 25 years ago.
That's cool.
Oh, man. How long were the songs, bro?
This has been great with Phish, but I'm just going to fade that one. Oh,
wait,
you
before you remember
Phish. It's 9 minutes long.
Phish has their own Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
Wow.
Fish
food. Really?
Phish food.
Is that Phish?
It's named, yes.
Oh, is it named after Phish Ben?
Yes, because they also have Cherry Garcia as a flavor.
Okay, that makes sense.
Ben & Jerry are obviously...
Yeah, they're obviously big fans.
Someone said jazz rock. Jazz rock question mark. It's kind of got that vibe, eh?
Well, yeah. So Phish, some of the things they said with funk, prog, folk, country, jazz, blues. So they do, you know... They do, you know, multiple sort of genres and play. And so that's why Phish felt they were completely different than Grateful Dead. No, we're totally different.
Were they, though?
Well, to you and me. But it's a culture that's the same, and this jam band culture. Yeah.
So this is another jam band. This is the String Cheese Incident with Can't Wait Another Day.
We did pick this song purely based on the band's name.
Yes.
Someone says the most famous jam band was Dread... Zeppelin. Sorry, I found that really hard to say.
Dread Zeppelin.
And one thing I'd like to say to you folks, I think one of the other key fashion statements about jam bands is beards, bro.
Big beards.
Beards. And you get those sort of unattractive, sweaty t-shirt dudes that just play. You know, it's not about how the band looks.
Massively big zinger from
Kirsten. No, but you know what I mean? And these guys are just rock gods.
I think, like, it's not like they're going out to, like, dress up to perform. They're just jamming.
They're just jamming.
That's right. And you don't want any of that. You want to feel, like, real.
This is a very
you don't
sort
want
of,
any of that glamour. You want the, like, realness.
This is a very summery-sounding jam.
Yeah, this kind of sort of a poppy feel.
I'm imagining a pina colada and, you know... some sunglasses by a big pool somewhere.
Now these guys, this song doesn't really manifest, but apparently they've got a lot of more electronica that they'll play with, you know? So you know how, because prog and electronic can go the long song way.
Yeah, yeah.
And even though this was sort of more organic, these guys kind of brought it back. And bluegrass.
Someone texted in saying, jam bands explained in one word, drugs.
Yep, yes. Well, here's another one. Barefoot and blissed out hippies. Grooving to an extended guitar solo in a grassy field.
Well, that matches up, I'd say.
Yes.
That's the first was the shorthand for the second part.
Yeah. Well, you know, so of course, every jam band...
Someone said it reminds them of Fat Freddy's Drop. Could you count Fat Freddy's Drop as a jam band if you think about...
Is that a stretch?
I think they could go that way.
They could, like, in the sense that they do... They do jam out for like 9 minutes.
Yeah,
you know?
If they were American, if they'd been American, I reckon, you know, to start just touring.
So is this
American thing? You know, they go to all the, like, fields. They perform in a field, is like in Pennsylvania, you know, go to these areas.
This kind of gives me Duran Duran vibes a little bit, you know? Less reverb, less synth.
But you can hear there's going to have, you know, if you were there, the conga, you'd get that conga solo for like...
Imagine this in like a driving, road tripping scene of a film.
Yes, but you get your either old bus or your VW van with peace signs and flowers and go to the concert, the festival. Yeah.
This has cruise ship vibes as well, this song, this particular one. This is not what I was imagining the sound of jam bands. This particular, the String Cheese Quartet.
Well, I think this sits up a little bit differently to the Grateful Dead and Phish, right?
Well, you know, they'll all do songs like this, and they'll just swap around, and they'll, you know, like I said, they'll play Flink Floyd.
That's the point, they're jamming.
Flink Floyd, did I say?
Flink Floyd.
I like how with jam bands, it kind of gives a lot of room for whatever.
Yes.
Because it's like...
Yeah. It's about
you're
playing.
Just jamming, so it doesn't really matter,
you can add a JJ Cale. Yeah. You know, you can add whatever muso's in the...
Yeah.
And here's the weird thing. You know who's gotten... I think they got the redemption from joining the jam band is John Mayer.
John Mayer?
Someone said, is there any coherence to this genre?
Deranged fans and drugs.
Texter.
So John Mayer, right, he was cancelled, right, for a while for being really inappropriate. And he went out and hung out with these guys lots of them playing with sort of, you know, the remnants of the Grateful Dead, and they all love him because he's a real musician. You know,
really play.
Speaking of Grateful Dead, this is Touch of Grey. I didn't realise he went and hung out with the Slug.
Yes. See, the Grateful Dead, when I grew up, you know, all the Grateful Dead sort of imagery with skulls and stuff, I thought they'd be like this really
hardcore
rock band.
Yeah, and then here we are.
Yeah, another hippies. Ponchos.
Big mood. I had a very fantastic pink knitted poncho made by my grandma.
You wear this too, Jane.
When I was 8 years old.
So versatile. There was someone in the poncho at the gym last night. Ooh.
Super
wild. That's a
piece of clothing.
So Grateful Dead are the iconic OG archetype jam bands. And so, you know, because they never really had hits. They didn't have like commercial hits. And so they started in the 60s. Yes, San Francisco, yes, drugs.
I feel like, festivals. With the relationship with drugs and a song like this, you're not going to have a bad time if you're listening to something like this.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not sure what this text means. Someone said kill it, and I'm not sure if they mean like this genre is awful, like scrap it, or if
really
they're like
killing
it's
it.
Killing it, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know. Can y'all feel like
clarify, please.
Can you twirl? Are you feeling like twirling? Barefoot
feel like
twirling?
I feel like Rachel's quite into it.
I don't know. I'm having a twirl in my chair here.
And so they carried on through the 70s and 80s just with their live gigs, you know? And sort of like the mainstream media didn't follow them and weren't interested, you know, because they were going Queen and Led Zeppelin and everything was a lot flashier. And these guys, it's outdoors, bro, outdoors. But yeah, it's not like a hard music.
No.
So when one of their main dudes, Jerry Garcia, passed in 95, that's when sort of Fish kind of was able to take the reins.
Okay. See, this might be an unpopular opinion, but it gives me Beatles vibes.
Yeah.
It's just like a strong
kind of psychedelic late 60s.
Yeah.
Like poppy.
There is
and
a strong pop aesthetic going on, I think.
I should have made us,
you know,
daisy chain like little head things.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Oh, come on.
Met a guy in the States who had a string cheese incident chest tattoo that said best day ever.
Oh, yes.
I'm just gonna let you guys sit on that. I see what you mean by merchandise.
Well,
so is this a bit of a like the fans are diehard fans?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
They're like string cheese chest tattoos.
And they would
situation.
Go to hundreds of concerts.
I can imagine them being like, yeah, like the string cheese incident changed my life.
Yes.
You know? Like, that
if you had
like
no idea what they were talking about, you'd be like, okay, that's nice.
I hate string cheese.
I had a good apple once.
Oh, I actually like string cheese.
I don't like string cheese at all.
Oh, what incident did you have with that string cheese? How was it all?
Sounds traumatic.
Now, also, they're super, because it's such a fan culture and they're into sharing, they have been very sort of into the anti-materialistic, open-minded. So they support stuff like Sea Shepherds.
Cool.
You know, when the Wall Street protest was happening, they've kept that 60s sort of protest
mentality.
Vibe.
Yeah.
So they're
was
really
John
into...
Mayer in on that too.
Well, he's more recent. See, he's been like the last 7-6 years while he's been hiding out in shame.
Yeah, those two things.
But and then now that he's just come back, I'm like, it was the jam bands that helped him find redemption. You know, because it's about playing, and it's just respect for how you play.
Shredding angels.
But also how you protest.
Noodling angels?
Noodling.
I think the person who texted in saying killer has clarified that they don't enjoy the genre.
Blows so hard it sucks.
So you don't like black licorice. That's fine.
That's fine. Red licorice is also a thing that exists. It's quite... It's got, I don't know, it's putting me in a very specific headspace right now. I feel like I'm watching a strange old movie, but
I feel
like
I'm galloping in a field.
Me
or
too,
something.
I feel like the sun's come out. I feel like, you know, it's warmer and the sun's come out.
That's what I mean by, like, you're not going to have a bad time
listening
to this.
And I
want to
put a floral dress on.
Yeah, and a day
it's also really, I feel like I don't know how much time has passed, you know? I'm like, I don't know how long I've been here.
I can tell you it's been 4 minutes and 30 seconds and you've still got a wee while to go.
But you can imagine at the gig this song would go on.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Just go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
go get some food.
You just get stuck in a
come
loop.
Come back.
And
before
every instrument takes
a
solo.
4 hours have passed.
How many times have they said they're feeling funky?
I'm feeling fine.
Forget it. You're fine. I know.
Are you? You've said it a lot.
Yeah, true. Methinks thou dost.
I just think that whole I'm feeling fine, that just definitely gives me Beatles vibes.
You're right. You're right. I can hear that. Well, let's say it's LSD. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, that's yeah.
You know, they're both responding to the same. See, all the band members I read, they're all saying that they don't do it anymore. You know, because they went through that phase of
the 60s.
Doing it too much and having it sort of interfere.
So this is the Grateful Dead. What else have we listened to this morning?
String Cheese Incident with Can't Wait Another Day and Fish with Punch Fish. You in the Eye.
Yeah, so when you get your
names.
When you get your munchies, go get your fish food, Ben and Jerry's.
It's too much.
There we go.
What's next week, Kirsten?
Oh, next week we're going for the smooth sounds of Quiet Storm.
Storm? Yeah. That sounds like a Marvel superhero.
Cool.
Well, thank you very much.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.